praise the Lord. If God has done anything for you, if God has been good to you, God woke you up this morning. If God started you on your way, if you're not at Anderson's, if you're not lying out at Campbell's, give the Lord some praise. Give the Lord some praise. God has done a miracle for you on this week. Everything that has breath, let's give the Lord some praise. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Think of the miracles that God has done this week. Think of the miracles that God has. Forget about last week, this week. Forget about this month, this week. Come on and give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Is he worthy of our praises? Is he worthy? Is he good? Is he good all the time? Come on, let him hear it. Hallelujah. Before you're seated, get your neighbor by the hand as a point of contact faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God. Father, it's once more and again that we come to you because there's no other one we can come to. Lord, we're not going to wait until the battle is over. We're not even going to wait until the victory is won. But Lord, all we have to do is remember and have a kaleidoscopic memory of what you did yesterday, what you did the day before yesterday, the day before that day, and the day before that day. We can get consolation in the lyrics of the writer that said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul. Father, we come to make it personal tonight. Because you brought some of us from our mighty, mighty, mighty long way. For some of us, Lord, it's been not only months, but years. For some of us, it's been decades. And oh God, tonight, we make this our memorial to thank you for how good you have been to us. And Father, before we relinquish this prayer unto your superintendency, if you don't do anything else for us, if you don't do another thing for us, you've done enough. And God, because of that, we stand together as a unified church, as your people, and we put our hands together right now. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Let's do it to your name for being so good to us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name. Look at somebody and tell them, thank God for all things. Look at somebody and tell them, in all things give thanks. Tell somebody else, in all things give thanks. Come on, say it, all things. Amen, somebody. All things work together for the good. The Bible didn't say that all things were good, but it said all things work together for the good. The Bible didn't say that it would feel good. The Bible didn't say it would look good. But God said, I'll take all things and I'll turn it out for your good. Has he turned it out for your good? You want to put your hands together right now. It never meant it for evil. To me, I can't tell it all. I dare myself to get so high and mighty that I forget where God has brought me from. Everything that was said about me, some of it's all of it's true, and it may be a rumor, but I thank God for what he did for me. When he saved my soul, when he turned me around, me on the rock. Just stand. I'm preaching already. I'd almost sit down now. Amen, somebody. We do honor this moment. We're not going to be here for you very long. Amen, somebody. Thank God for this great choir that sang on tonight. And you enjoy them. Amen. And when they sing like that, that makes most preachers preach when they sing songs like that. But we certainly do give honor to Pastor Reverend Armstrong and his very esteemed First Lady. Amen. And I think we ought to just stand up. 13 years, 13 anniversary. That's a long time. And doing something for the Lord. You don't need me to tell them. You don't need somebody to come from afar and tell them what a marvelous job that he and First Lady have done. Come on, let's give it to them. Give them their flowers while they can smell them. If they don't hear nothing you're saying after they're gone, come on, somebody. To the ministerium, this wonderful quorum of ministers, the ministers that are on the pulpit, all the ministers of concern, pastors, we do honor you, about to give honor to whom it's due. Amen. And we thank God for your labor.
Amen.
We thank God for your consecration.
Yes.
And your standing in a day like this. But I certainly do thank God for my friend and brother, yes, Pastor Armstrong.
Yes.
Say amen, somebody. And he's been on the battlefield a long time.
Yes.
Young face, but an old soul.
Yes.
That's been working for God. Come on, y'all, let's give it to him. Yeah, young face. Deep spirit. Amen. And he's about serious work for the Lord. And I've worked with him long enough to know he's not about foolishness. Amen. And I just thank God I've revered him, and I just thank God for him. My mother, before she passed away, called him one of her sons. She went to the grave claiming that. Amen. We just thank God for you. I'm sure if the survey was done, praise the Lord, many would have their opinion about how did Shiloh get here and last so long. But if you ask Reverend Armstrong and his First Lady, they would tell you they've come this far by faith and leaning on the Lord. Say amen, somebody. For that, we esteem them. And certainly to my most esteemed and glorious pastor, Pastor Mark Broach, truly a man of God. Amen. A teacher, a modern disciple of Christ, really loves God more than a word. Some folks say they love him, but their actions and activities don't line up with what they say. But when you can make your words line up with your lifestyle, then you're doing something for the Lord. Folks talk a good game, but when it comes down to a preacher, they can't do it.
That's right.
In fact, none of us can without the grace of God.
Right.
But truly, Pastor Mark, we just thank God for you, for his love of people and the love of life. Amen. And a real burden for souls.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
For the welfare of the community, this state. Amen. And as he reminds me so much of your pastor, that preaching goes beyond the pulpit.
Yes,
say amen, somebody.
Yes.
Preaching goes beyond these doors and these stained glasses into the community,
yes,
throughout the state and around the world.
Right.
And the same love that drew us is the love they take around the world. They kind of remind me of two brothers. They are brothers,
yes,
Ashley, in word and in deed. Come on, let's give all of the ministers, and especially Pastor Armstrong and Shiloh, a big round of applause for their great work. You may not be a member here, but you know their works, that they are good. Amen. And if you don't believe nothing else, believe him for his very work's sake. And I come to witness, and I'm going to say what the Lord is saying to me and go sit down. That it takes something to be in the people's business, to be in this gospel. It's not just a notion.
Yes.
Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Preaching looks good, yeah, from the pulpit.
Tell it.
It looks good. The robes are beautiful. The choir comes in and they sang beautiful like our choir did tonight. But there is a lot of sacrifice and dedication. No one knows the tears, Pastor, that pastors shed in silence.
Amen.
No one knows the sacrifices, and you have to be in your midnights,
mm-hmm,
and you can't even tell the church members.
So true.
But you have to stay there. You have to almost have a face that if you had another face, it would betray exactly how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
but for the people's sake, when Moses was lifted up on the hill, and when Moses' arms were going down, they began to lose the battle against the Philistines and the Hittites and all the other bites. But when Moses' hands were uplifted, they won the battle. Say that. I'm encouraging you tonight, don't fight your pastor. Don't demoralize your pastor.
Tell it.
Help your pastor live a long time.
Tell it.
And if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all.
Tell it.
Come on, somebody. And no better advertisement of your pastor than what church members say about their pastor. I feel that way about that. You almost have to fight me if you're going to say something bad about Pastor Mark.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. And you ought to feel the same way about Pastor Armstrong. Come on, let's give another big hand before we get into the Word of God. Amen. A real soldier. That's what I love about him. In and out of this place and around the world. Just quickly to the Word of God, I've asked the Lord to give me a word. I'm not going to be all night giving it. We say what the Lord say and then sit down. And I'm convinced at this part of my age now that we'll do well if we say what God says.
Tell
your opinion. Don't get up with current events.
Just
say what God says and then go somewhere and sit down. You will be blessed and the people be blessed. God rest my father's soul, Bishop Roach. He said, son, say what the Lord said, and the people will be glad to see you when they come. But if you don't, they'll be glad when you leave.
Tell it.
Come on, somebody. So I'm going to stay with that mantra and get into the Word of God. Is that all right? Truly, we do thank God for 13 years of labor, of love, and of sacrifice, and the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Amen. We love you, Trent Deliverance Center. We love you. All the Trent Deliverance Center members, give us a wave off out there. Let us see you. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's give Trent Deliverance a big round of applause, as well as Shiloh. 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, the 3rd throughout the 7th verse, and may it be a blessing to your souls. 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, the 3rd throughout the 7th verse. I'm going to ask one of the strong preachers that got a strong voice, read that word into the body of Christ so they'll know what the word is saying and I'm not making this up. 2 Kings 7, 3 through 7. Choir and musicians, we enjoyed y'all so much. Amen. Amen. 2 Kings 7, 3 through 7. Read the word if you have it.
And there were four leprous men.
There were four leprous men.
At the entering in of the gate.
At the entering in of the gate.
And they said one to another.
And they said one to another.
Why sit we here until
Why should we sit out here until we die? Why come to the church on Wednesday night and Friday night and Sunday morning and Sunday night and then in the end die? That don't make sense, do it? Why have good insurance and never use it and die? Don't make sense. Read.
If we say we will enter into the city,
we will enter into the city,
then the famine is in the city.
Then the famine is in the city.
And if we die there, And if we sit still here,
if we stay out there, or if we go in where the famine is, what?
We die also.
We're going to die in either case.
Now therefore come,
says one of the lepers.
Let us fall unto the host of the Syrians.
Let us get up out of here from this place where we can't park anyway, and let's fall into the hands of the Syrians.
If they save us alive,
we shall live.
And if they kill us, we shall die.
I love that about God, and I'm seeing mortality and immortality as I get older and over and older. If I live, I have Christ to gain.
Yes.
If I die, I have Christ to gain.
Amen.
They're both the same in the eyesight of God. So if I live or die, Paul said, I'm going to gain Christ.
Right.
So kill me if you want to, because I'm going to live again.
Amen.
Oh, come on, somebody, give the Lord some praise.
Amen.
God, we appreciate it. Is that it?
No, sir. And they rose up in the twilight.
And they got up from there at twilight.
To go unto the camp.
To go into the camp.
And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp.
And when they are come into the uttermost parts of the camp.
Of Syria.
Of Syria.
Behold, there was no man there.
There was no man there.
For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians.
For the Lord had taken care of the Syrians. If you just hold out long enough, God will take care of your enemies. If you hold out, don't get off MySpace. Get off the internet. Get off of the iPhone. God said when your ways please him, he'll make your enemies your footstool. Some white folk that don't believe in what you believe. Just keep on living it. Read it.
He made the Syrians hear a noise of chariots.
Uh-huh.
And a noise of horses.
Yes.
Even the noise of a great host.
Even the noise of a great host.
And they said one to another.
And they said one to another.
Lo, the king of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites.
Yes.
And the kings of the Egyptians.
Uh-huh.
To come upon us.
To come upon us.
Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight.
So they fled in the twilight.
And they left their tents.
They left their tents.
Their horses.
Their horses.
Their asses.
Their asses.
Even the camp as it was.
Even the camp as it was.
And they fled for their lives.
And they fled for their lives. Somebody said, what kind of God do we serve? When God gets done with your enemies, they will leave everything and run. I want to give the Lord a clap off another hand in my life. That's the kind of God. Tell somebody God is bad like that. Give the Lord a big clap off. And I want to preach just for a few moments. Give me about 15 or 20 minutes. You have nothing to lose. Turn around and tell somebody, neighbor, you have nothing to lose. It is often remarkable where faith is found. It is often remarkable the circumstances that will drive us to faith. Sometimes if enough enemies can be consorted against you, and on your best week sometime, when you're having your worst kind of day, and when it looks like you get one thing straightened out and then something else breaks out, something else breaks out, and if one thing can go wrong, so does another. Wow. But on those times, you'll be surprised where faith can be found. Yeah. Say that, somebody. I believe they were talking about empowering, what's that y'all said in the beginning, elevating and equipping. Well, if you want to be elevated and equipped through all times, get some faith.
Yes, sir.
Say that, somebody. Amen. This journey is not going to be a flowery bed of ease. Serving the Lord and church building and serving people is the hardest work you'll ever do. Amen. Say that, somebody. Amen. And just because, don't you fool yourself that when the church is full, that don't mean God sent all those people there. Say that, somebody. If you got a big choir and all the seats are filled in the choir, the devil sent some of those people there too. Let me theologically put some heels on that. That when the sons of God went before God, and when they all met in heaven, the Bible said not only did the sons of God come, but Satan came also. So I want you to know that the devil comes to prayer meetings.
Yes, sir.
He comes to anniversaries. He comes back to Sunday morning services. When you've been down and you know you're down, the devil will come and put his size 10 or size 12 foot right on your head when you need the best the most. Say that, somebody. But look at somebody and tell them, you've got nothing to lose. Sometimes it looks like our greatest struggles come after God get done blessing us. Don't think you got a name after you come out of revival. Don't think you got a name when you come out of all night prayer service. Because the devil is scoping you out and God's already bragging on some of you.
Alright.
And also when God brags on you.
That's it.
So when you have a child, you say, oh, you did such a beautiful job. It makes them want to clean up a little bit more. Oh, you did such a wonderful job. They want to do a better job. And that's what God does with us. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Church building is a long time in coming. Amen. Saying that soul winning is one of the hardest things you'll ever do.
Yes.
The devil will accuse you sometime, even in your own sermons and in your own testimonies, and say, you don't have to do all that.
Tell it.
Let somebody else go to Wednesday night prayer. Let somebody else go out to the fellowship. Why you got to go? I've got to go because God is counting on me.
All right.
God is counting on me. And what we're looking at now in terms of world affairs and community situations and world events and so on, it's time for somebody to have faith in God. It's time for somebody to get a new hope. See, just that'll do does no more. You just can't come in here on certain days when we feel like it and think that little touch is going to do. We need God to do a new thing for us.
Amen.
In case you haven't noticed, too many people are dying in the streets and blood is running in the street like water. Too many people don't know, children don't know where their mother and father is. Don't even know where the meals are coming from. It's time for us to have faith in God. Some of us have given it up and said, what's the use? Say amen, somebody. But look at somebody and tell them, you have nothing to lose. There are folks going up to their fifth floor and their sixth floor window because they're so depressed. And the devil has lied to them and said, there's nothing else God can do for you. They have diseases that churches don't even pray for anymore. Churches have clicked their doors, clicked shut. And folk can't come to the church. They're sitting out on the front porch of churches anymore. They don't even think it's worth having service anymore. But those lepers are sitting outside the gate, sitting on the porches, wondering if the church don't believe that I can be helped, who can I turn to? You got young people out there joining gangs and the Netas and the Yetas and you got the Latin Kings and MS-13 that are recruiting them like you wouldn't believe. They found that if you can't go to the church and your mother don't love you and all faith is gone, they said, we're going to take the church's secret and we're going to turn it around for our use. They'll find a way to love them into submission. They'll find a way to love them into quick money. But I want you to know, the Bible said the triumphing of the wicked is short. And what we got to do is get back to church business. It's all right to have chicken dinners. It is all right to have concerts. It is all right to have ministers' conferences. But if you look out your window, the Bible said that the four lepers are sitting on your porch and they're wondering, what shall we do? The church done turned the curtain down. They done turned the lights out. There's so much socialization going on. They done took God and made God take a back seat. They done took the spirit out of the churches and they turned it into a program. But God said, I'm coming back after a church without spot or wrinkle. Say amen, somebody. Look at somebody and say, don't you do it. There's some folk that went up on the third floor tonight, and some of them went up on the fifth floor tonight and said, my mother don't even love me no more. My parents done threw me out. My uncle stopped praying for me. The deacons done threw my name away. Gotta put a picture on the mantelpiece because they forgot who I am. But the Bible says that I'll never forsake you. And no, I'll be with you always. Give somebody a high five and say, God. Tell them, God has not left you. He said, I'll be with you always to the ends of the world. See, the devil wants to get you to a point. He wants to get you to a point. He wants to push you. Push me, brother. Just don't push me over. He wants to push you. And say, God don't love you. Look at all the mess you done made. Your mother and father done kicked you out. And then he'll push you. Push me, brother. Just don't push me over. He'll push you to the edge. But look at somebody and say, don't you jump. Tell somebody, why should you die when you can live? The devil wants you to jump. The devil wants you to destroy yourself. Because the Bible said that we have in earthen vessels, that the excellency may be of God. You know that God is trying to get it out of you. He knows that you got a gift. Stop sitting on your gifts and let your faith go. Stop looking around at other people. If they got it going on, I got somebody said, you got it going on. I got something going on too. Tell somebody said, you got something going on. I got something going on too. I remember the dark days. I wasn't a nobody before I knew how to administrate or walk straight or lead people around. But God, back on Central Avenue, took those 21 kids who they said would never be nothing. Folk can call you all kind of stuff and call you all out of your name. But look at somebody and say, in God. Look them in the face and say, in God. I am somebody. In God. I'm going to keep my faith. I'm going to keep my joy. Tell them God has brought me too far. God has raised me up. You weren't there on my hospital bed. You weren't there when God delivered me from crack. You weren't there when God picked me up and snatched me like a bird from the burning. You weren't there when my house is on fire. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, stand up. You got something to live for. Don't take your life. The devil wants to take your soul. Look at somebody, say, devil, you can't take my soul. You can't take my testimony. Because God, I said, God, before this church was a church, God, before you knew who you were, the Bible said, God, he reached back into eternity and went on the front porch of nothing and slung out the Milky Wide Way before there was a whisper or prayer. The Bible said we existed before with Jesus and God. The Bible said that God pre-existed. God will exist. And God will post-exist. When you get done talking, tell somebody the devil is a liar. Always was a liar. Always will be a liar. Come on and give God some praise up here, somebody. I'm almost there. I feel like Christian a little bit. And say, as long as that God keep on living, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. As long as God keeps living, keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody turn you around. Don't let nobody say it don't take all that. Don't let nobody sit you in the back of the church. Tell somebody, you weren't there when God picked me up. You weren't there when I lived in a military country. Couldn't even praise God. You weren't there when soldiers had guns in our backs. You weren't there when we were back there in the dark days. But God has set us free now, and we got so high-minded, so educated, we can't praise God no more. Say amen, somebody. We don't went to the seminary, I mean the cemetery, and got so full of it, full of ourselves, think we're better than other people. The Bible says that God, I said God, has brought us from a mind only. When we had to sit behind closed doors. When we had to sit behind bars. When we couldn't even assemble. When the old master had his foot on our head. And now God has set us free. Look at somebody, say, I dare the devil to try to get in my soul. I dare the devil to try to sit me down. I'm going to march over his neck. I'm going to step over his neck. I'm going to step over the sickness. Because God, I said, God has brought me from a mighty long way. Come hell or high water, I'm going to stay with him until he come back again. I'm going to stay with him whether I'm sick or not. I'm going to stay with him until God delivers me. I'm going to stay with him if the children leave home or not. I'm going to stay with him no matter who leaves. Look at somebody and say, don't give it up. Don't give it up. Tell them you have nothing to lose. Get up and go into the city. There's deliverance in the city. Your freedom is in the city. Your freedom is inside the gate. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, get up from there. God has been better to you than that. Get up from where you're sitting. All you have to do is make up in your mind. See, the devil wants to use psychology on everybody. this group think stuff. You can't think unless other folk are talking for you. You can't think unless the political system is talking for you. I'm convinced that the political system can't do nothing for me. They can't do what I can already do for myself. Because my faith is not in New Jersey. My faith is not in Washington. And I will look to the hills. But with coming my help and my help. I'm going to my seat, Pastor. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, your tomorrow is right now. Your tomorrow is right now. Because the Bible says that faith is now. Whatever you need God to be, He's now. I don't need next week. I got something that I need Him to heal now. I don't need next week. My house is turned upside down. Somebody look at somebody and say, faith now. And you got nothing to lose. Stop thinking about what God can't do. Stop thinking about what you don't have. And look at somebody and say, neighbor, how He gives it to you. How I tell you how you can get it. All you got to do is have faith in God. On the dark days, have faith in God. Somebody's praying for somebody right now. Just have faith in God. Somebody's children are acting up right now. Just have faith in God. Take those bills and form in the middle of the table and say, God, in the name of Jesus, multiply those bills. Multiply the money. Multiply the need. And say, Lord, You said this is not my problem. Look at your neighbor and say, this is not your problem. This is not your affair. This is not your fight. This is God's fight. Put your deuce down. Stop fighting people. Get off the phone. Close up the internet and go on your space. And say, in my space, I can get anything I want. In my space, God will do anything but fail. In my space, God will do the impossible. God will unscrew the unscrewable. God will stop the unstoppable. In my space, come on and give the Lord some praise, somebody. You have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose. Don't give it up. I know these are hard times. I'm in reality. I'm a pragmatist, but I'm also a spiritualist. I know that we don't live in this economy. We live in God's economy. I say, no matter what comes your way, talk to Him. Say, no matter what comes your way, God can. God will. God wants to. And I'm telling you, God wants better. God already did it. Look at Him and tell Him, God already did it. Come on, give the Lord some praise, somebody. I'm finished. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord some praise, somebody. I'm finished. You've got nothing to lose. You got everything to gain. You got everything to gain. Oh, come on, somebody. I feel like preaching, Pastor. What's that fellow's name? Kevorkian? That used to help assist in suicide? You tell the devil you ain't going to let Kevorkian kill you? And you certainly are not going to make the devil think you're going to kill yourself. Stop cutting your wrist. Stop slapping yourself. Stop losing your hair. And give the Lord some praise. The Bible said that when they went into the camp, they began to praise the Lord. When they went into the camp, they said, praise the Lord for His mercy and do it forever. When they went into the camp, I started saying, the mother started saying, somebody said, praise the Lord for His mercy and do it forever. When this side of the camp started singing, the other side of the camp got the hint of it, and they said, praise the Lord for His mercy and do it forever. Now everybody said, praise the Lord. 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 Praise the Lord for His mercy. And do it forever. Say it, somebody, for His mercy. And do it forever. They heard such a noise out there. They thought it was a big army out there. See, the people of God is an army, and they don't know it. But if we start saying, praise the Lord. Say it again, somebody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for His mercy and do it forever. The devil got to back up. The devil think an army is after him. He got to back up. So the Lord wants to back the devil up. Say amen, somebody. He's giving you armor. Stop retreating. You have nothing to lose. Fight the devil. Bleeding, but fight. Crying sometimes, but fight. Left alone sometimes, but fight on. Look at somebody, give them a high five and tell them to fight on. I don't care what the disease is doing in your body. Fight on. I don't care me up. Fight on. I don't care if the whole choir starts, stop singing. Fight on. Fight on. I got so much, I'm fight on. Amen. Come on, give the Lord some praise. I'm finished. You have nothing to lose. The devil knows that there's a gift that's birthed in you. There's treasure in you. And the devil wants to abort it. He wants to kill it before it even gets started. That's why my heart is so vexed and grieved with the amount of youth death, black on black crime. Because the devil knows that he is executing a dream when that happens. He's executing the next scientist that could have stepped up and found a cure for cancer.
Yes, sir.
He is executing our next president,
yes,
or our next CEO.
Yes.
Say amen, somebody.
Yes.
But don't let your gifts die in you.
Yes.
Tell somebody, let the gifts live.
Yes.
Why should you die when you can live?
Yes.
Stand to your feet, everybody.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a big clap of praise. God is not through blessing you. God is not through blessing you. For the devil is a liar and a deceiver too. Is not through blessing you. Can you sing with me? God is not through blessing you. God is not through blessing you. For the devil is a liar. Oh, God is not through blessing you. Come on, give the Lord a clap on for tonight. Amen. Trust God. Live for God. You've got everything to live for. Maybe there's somebody saying, preacher, my faith is weak. God wants to increase your faith. You don't have to have a whole lot. All you have to do, the Bible said, is a much of a grain in a mustard seed, and it shall make mountains be removed. And if you're saying, preacher, I want faith. I want more faith. I just want you to raise your hand. You don't even have to come up here. God sees you. I don't even have to touch you. God knows where you are. You're saying, preacher, I need faith for a situation that I'm wrestling with. I wrestle with it, and I can't wrestle with it anymore. I want you to raise your hand. Said, preacher, I need to bring the sanity back into my life. I need faith. I want you to raise your hand. You've got everything to live for. Don't let the devil beat you up. Stop blaming yourself and give it to God. Come on, somebody. Lift your hands to the Lord. He's here right now. We're going to pray this prayer. I'm going to sit down. Maybe somebody's in the hospital, a friend or a kin member. God needs to touch them. God is not locked out of jail. God is not locked out of the courtroom. Faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God, Father, one who does all, knows all, and is able to do all. Father, we ask you to undertake, supersede in these situations. Father, the devil has made it into a mountain. Move those mountains. Move those mountains. In the name of Jesus. Somebody got a doctor's report, Lord, and it wasn't favorable. Move that mountain. In the name of Jesus, the devil told some of us it's too late. But God, let them know it's not too late. Let them know they're just in time. Father, undertake in this situation. In the name of Jesus. Father, some son, some daughter that's in harm's way, we ask you to snatch them like a brand from the burning. Trouble these parents no more. Trouble these mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers no more. And oh God, arrest their children by the Holy Ghost. Save them to the utmost. Save them to the utmost. Put your hands together and give the Lord praise. Save them to the rescue in the name of Jesus. God, if you do it, we'll give your name the praise. I want you to join hands with your neighbor. Father, on this 13th anniversary, Father, we ask that you would endue and instill even more power into Reverend Pastor Armstrong and First Lady and his ministerial staff. Give a vision, God, that's new. Lord, let fresh oil pour into their lives. Let fresh oil pour into this ministry and fill it up, Lord, in every area that Pastor Armstrong is petitioning you for. Open up doors that are seemingly closed, foreign or domestic. Open up those doors. And God, as you open the door, supply the need. Somebody holler, supply the need. Supply the need. Thoroughly furnish them and let them be ready, God, for the new doors that you're going to open. God bless our pastor, Pastor Mark, Lord. Lord, surround him in your grace. Surround him in your power. Lift him up. Keep them on the wall. Keep them up where the eagles fly. In the name of Jesus. And oh God, if you do it, we praise you right now. We're going to do like those lepers did. We're going to get up and we're going to praise you for ourselves. Come on, praise them for yourself. Come on, praise them for yourself. Get up and go into the city and praise them for yourself. Come on, somebody, praise them for yourself. You have nothing to lose.